School PR professionals spend a week or two each year networking, if they're lucky. We pour into this professional development, and the conversations drive us in our work. Collaboration is one of the best parts of our job, but then we go back to our daily work and the buzz of bright conversations and innovation starts to wear off.
Welcome to School PR Happy Hour. We seek to create a shared space of collaboration and an opportunity to continue those conversations long after the closing sessions of our state and national conferences.
We are a community of communicators that lean on each other in hard times and learn from each other regularly.
This podcast is about just that, getting to know each other better and sharing our passions about furthering education, one story at a time.
What's up, everybody, and welcome into another episode of School PR Happy Hour. My name is Justin Deering. I'm a communication strategist for CISO Communications, and we're excited that you're here today for our season four wrap-up. As you know, at the beginning of every season and the end of every season, me and Aaron get on an episode together and talk about our goals, whether we accomplish them, and just kind of the craziness that goes on in the school PR world. So without having to really introduce her, Aaron is here to talk. She's part of this thing, and she's here to have a conversation about all that today. Aaron, how's it going? It's been a while since we've talked. We've been so crazy busy.
Justin, my friend, I know it has been a long time. I feel like last year about this time we were like on therapy chats every single day, and then this year just really took off. So glad to be able to get some FaceTime with you here. And hey, everybody listening, this is Erin McCann, APR. I am a communication consultant in the aviation industry and a school PR veteran.
Hello, this is Dr. Jill from Class Intercom, and we're honored to once again be the official sponsor of School PR Happy Hour. I spent 30 years in education as a teacher and administrator, so I know the challenges schools face when it comes to social media. Class Intercom makes approvals, moderation, reporting, and archiving easy. With our support, schools and districts are able to champion student voice and tell impactful stories that engage their communities. To learn more, contact Jill at classintercom.com or visit classintercom.com.
So every year on this episode, we like to look back to the first episode of the season where we talk and set goals, and we act like we're going to be so productive and get so much stuff done over the next year because our lives are magically going to slow down. Aaron?
Justin?
At the beginning of the season, you had just started your PhD program.
Yes.
You were talking about homework and how much homework you had, but the big goal you set for yourself was, when we do the last episode, I'm going to be the same amount of busy that I am right now because I'm actually just going to stay busy, not increase busy. How about a progress update on that?
Well, I think if anybody here is like a longtime listener and has kind of followed my journey at all, they know that that's probably not like a realistic goal for me. I do like to be busy, but I am proud to say that I didn't add anything like wild extra to my plate. Like I did a lot more traveling than I've done. And so when you balance travel both for work and for fun with a job and when you're in school and when you have a family, like that is a different kind of busy. But I didn't take on any insane new projects. I am still teaching in the program where I was a master's student, which I probably had done when we had our first episode, but that kind of ebbs and flows. And then, you know, if you're a aviation junkie or you follow travel at all, you know that some airlines had a moderately challenging year at different times. So I would definitely say work kept me busy.
Yeah, I would say there was multiple times I did a therapy check on you during the year. Like, hey, you good, fam? You're like, yeah, it's the best day ever. Let me tell you.
Yeah, so one, doing great.
So one other thing that I've constantly picked on you about all year is, have you learned to fly a plane yet?
Well, Justin, just like I think I told you in our very first episode, I do have many, many skills, but I don't think anyone wants me piloting their plane. So let me write you a communication plan about all the things we're doing in a plane, but let's keep me out of the flight deck.
Awesome. So when we talked at the beginning of the season, it was, you know, the episode came out September 1. We were officially on my 40th. I was on my 40th birthday trip.
That's right.
We've talked about that a couple times with good friends from school PR that had bad accidents. It almost ended with medical evac by helicopter. But
we shouldn't be laughing. That's not funny. I want to make sure everybody knows that, like, everything's fine.
He's fine. He was here. He came to Texas New Year's Eve and hung out with us, made it through security without setting off metal detectors. So everything was good. We love you, David O, obviously. And, you know, my daughter's already asking when he's going to come back and hang out with us because they're best friends.
Nice.
But the one thing that we always talk about, and you made a joke about it. I listened to the first episode right before we started. Hey, Justin, it's that time of the year where you tell everybody you're going to get your APR. How's that going? That was word for word what you said to me in the first episode.
So accountability check. How is that going a year later, my friend?
So I am in the cohort with Inspira and doing my thing there. And I have on my desktop my questionnaire that I'm almost completely through with portion one, and then go into the guts of it, which is portion two is pretty hefty. But, you know, David, with his broken leg and everything, he is he's doing it as well. Not to put him on the spot, but okay. We are checking in with each other and kind of working that through. And it's fun because, you know, I've done the cohort before, but this time I actually have time to focus on it. I'm allowed to put it on my calendar, and it's a mm-hmm. sacred spot on my calendar that, hey, we're not filling that. Justin's doing this. And the new role has put it in a new perspective of learning because I'm surrounded by the Hall of Fame of APRs and school PR in my job every day, and they talk in a different language, and now I'm starting to pick up on it, and now I'm in these meetings, and I'm like, oh, I know what that means. I'm good. I got this. Let's go. So it's still a process. It hasn't completed yet, but there's at least, you know, movement going. And that's my update. I also said I was going to start another podcast. That didn't happen. You know, I've got this great setup here in the office, but it's for this podcast right now, and it's only for this podcast, so we're going to roll with that. But over the last year, one of my favorite things that I got to do was one of the CISO clients was the TSPR Association, and Julie acted as the interim executive director, and we actually planned and executed a conference, which I am not a party planner. That's a little more organized than I like to be, but we pulled it off. It was the biggest conference in TSPR history. And the highlight for me was randomly being asked at the last minute to host the Star Awards, which hosting a podcast is cool because only, you know, two or three people see me live on a camera, but standing in front of a big group of folks is a little nerve wracking, and I'm a little scared of public speaking at times. So I got up there and did that. And then I think I told you I've been asked to keynote a convocation in August because of that. So I have to come up with a Ted Lasso presentation about inspiring teachers to go to Oklahoma and speak in front of 2,400 people in just about a month and a half. So it's been a weird year. Been a little crazy.
You know what? I think it's awesome. And I'm really super proud of you because you've really moved into a space where you're being successful and you're happy and you're able to leverage your natural skill set. I wasn't the least bit surprised that they asked you to host the Star Awards. I wasn't the least bit surprised when you told me that you're starting to move into that keynote space. Like, I think it's going to be great. And, you know, you're working on that APR. You maybe didn't cross it off the line yet, but you're making forward progress. So I think this is awesome.
It's been a good year, as they like to say. And I've watched all of Yellowstone. I'm caught up on Yellowstone.
We're going to offline about that because this is not a Yellowstone podcast, but I have all the thoughts and feelings.
Yeah, I started it 3.5 weeks ago, and I'm completely caught up. So that should tell you how it's been here at the Deering House. So
it's exceptional.
Well, let's move on and talk a little bit about season four, the season we're wrapping up today. I think we always, about this time of the show, stop and say, Aaron, I think we're real podcasters. People listen, and it's weird. But when you look back at season four, crazy year for both of us. What are some highlights? What's something that you look back and you're like, man, that was fun. I'm glad I was a part of that.
Yeah, I mean, we did some great episodes this year, and I'm just kind of thinking back. One of them I really enjoyed, early in the season, I talked with Jennifer Hines from Tyler ISD, and we talked about staff recruitment because she had written this really beautiful article for one of the TSPR publications. And that really kind of stuck with me because I think, first of all, I think she had some great ideas and suggestions. And then secondly, I think if we're looking a little bit more broadly, if we're looking outside of school PR, recruitment and retention is a pretty major problem in all industries. I know I see it in the aviation industry, and I've kind of like used some of her ideas, and I thought partner with one of our recruitment marketing people pretty regularly to come up with new ideas on how to bring in new mechanics. So some of these things sort of transcend. So that really stuck with me. And then one that I thought was just really fun, which was a little bit of a vanity project, but our new series on kind of what we can learn from other industries. I got to talk to my producer for the podcast that I'm a voice actor on. So it was fun to kind of marry those two worlds and get to hang out with Brian, who's just a really good guy. How about you? What were some of your favorite episodes?
By far my favorite was, you know, this is the first time. Usually a lot of the folks that we interview on this show, like, we've met at Innsboro, we've met at Teespro, mm-hmm. we've met somewhere in the country. It's very few times that I've just randomly reached out to someone I've never talked to physically on Twitter and said, hey, you interested? And they say yes. That's a big thing when they say yes. But this time, like, we talked about podcasting on the podcast, super, you know, meta, I think is the way you word that, of like, let's talk about what we're doing while we're doing it. So Mitch, my buddy Mitch from Nebraska, came on and we had an amazing conversation about just podcasting in general and how to use it in schools. It had been a couple seasons since we'd had that conversation. And like, while we were talking, I was like, dude, you are like me, but in Nebraska. Like, you're Nebraska. I'm Texas's version of you, and you are Nebraska's version of me.
That's scary. And there's more than one of you out there.
That is frightening. But I ended up seeing a Facebook post from him, or Instagram or something post, like 3 days later, and it's him in a park that I recognize. I'm like, dude, are you in Texas? And he's like, yeah, I'm here for Taylor Swift. And I was like, are you going? Or he's like, my wife and kid are going. I was like, what are you doing for coffee? And we ended up meeting up like, oh, 4 or 5 days after the episode. We hung out for a couple hours, talked to school PR, talked about being dads.
I love it.
And just, it was really cool to connect in real life with someone who this podcast brought me into contact with. Another fun one, what I love about the school PR world is when crazy things happen, we can pretty much come together pretty quick and come up with a solution. Mm-hmm. And to say that Twitter has been calm would be a bold-faced lie. Twitter has been wild for the last 8 months. And just one day we're sitting around talking. We're like, we should do an episode. We're on hiatus, but we need to do an episode on this Twitter stuff.
Right.
And within 35 to 40 minutes, we had four people in a room and conducted a really cool conversation about Twitter and the changes and what does that mean for school PR and things like that. So that was a fun one. And then I really enjoyed your last episode that you did with our buddy Scott from over at Canva, just because his awesome. Energy and his just excitement is huge. And it was a lot of fun to hear him talk about the cool things Canva does now, but also just his conversation about like being a teacher and being in the throes of it, but then now learning about school PR, and he's engaging daily on Twitter with the school PR community. It's just really cool to hear his story and to see how he has blown up and just kind of embraced school PR.
Yeah, for sure. No, he was great. Actually, I was kind of thinking about you when we were doing that interview, because his energy was everywhere. And it's like between both of us being like hyper extroverts and really energetic at the hands. But speaking of extroverts, I was thinking of Katie, your wife here, when you were telling that story about
meeting. That doesn't make sense. She's not an extrovert at all.
Stop talking over me. No, I was thinking about Katie, because when you were talking about that story about Mitch and how you reached out to him, and I was thinking that Katie, if she's listening, is probably in her head going, like, that is just when two extroverts unite. They just randomly meet up in a park, because I know Katie and I know that she's not.
Oh, yeah. She was like, you're good. It was not the first time in our marriage where she said, you're going to have coffee with someone you met on the internet.
With a stranger. I love it.
That was not the first time or the last time she'll say it. One of my best friends that lives here in town, we met because of the author John Acuff. And, uh-huh. I mean, if you ask him, how did y'all meet? He says, on the internet. And Katie's like, you're going to go work out with someone you met on the internet. This is not healthy or safe, but good luck.
Yeah.
So
turn your tracking app on. I'll follow you.
Whereas, you know, Katie, love her to death. She's like, I'm going to stay here and watch murder shows.
Yeah, well, I mean, you can be an extrovert and love murder shows too, because I sure do.
So, it's been a great season. It's been fun. We talked about the beginning of the year about how this season felt like it was returning to the core of the show about learning. We had been through chaos with COVID. Mm-hmm. We had been through mental health checks to make sure everybody was cool coming out of COVID. And then we went through the busiest season of our life for both of us as we transitioned jobs and all the things. But this season really felt like, even in the panic of getting episodes put together and getting them turned in on time and everything, it was still about genuinely learning from each other in the school PR world. So I appreciate and I thank you. I know you've been crazy busy and you've been all over the place, all over the world. You're like a travel influencer now. I don't know if you realize that based on your Instagram.
Totally.
But I appreciate you taking the time out of your new career to continue to pour into school PR and just help this be a great season. I didn't pull stats,
I don't know how many people listened this year, but I know that the numbers were trending better than last season, so we continue to be real podcasters in the end.
We made it, Mama. We made it.
Yeah, we're going to make shirts that say that. Mom, I'm a real podcaster. Well, as we wrap up Season 4 of School PR Happy Hour, the team at CISO would like to thank you for listening to this podcast. We'd also like to thank you for engaging in our CISO Top Tip every episode. If you'd like to continue receiving tips and learning what the team at CISO is working on, be sure to sign up for our new newsletter. The team at CISO is inviting all listeners of School PR Happy Hour to sign up to receive the CISO Communications newsletter. This email is packed with best practices, communication examples from across the country, and also links to the webinar series that we launched last month. If you're interested in signing up for this newsletter, shoot me an email at justin.deering@theciso.com. And I'll make sure you get that information. At CISO, we partner with districts to strategically approach their communications. If your district is interested in learning more about how we can work together, we'd love to connect with you. Visit theciso.com and connect with us. Let us help you rethink possible. Let's shift gears a little bit and let's talk about what season 5 looks like. And this is what I've been teasing since we recorded this on Twitter. You'll know that I've been saying stuff about the big show announcement. And I think it's time for us to shift gears and have a moment with a big show announcement. So, Aaron, I'm going to give you the floor and let you make a big show announcement.
Well, you said something a minute ago that I think is a perfect segue. And you were talking about how we said that season 4 was returning to the core of the show. And I agree, it really was. I mean, if we can take just a brief walk back down memory lane, when we started this show in Washington, D.C. at INSPRA, we had absolutely no idea that within 6 months the whole world was going to change. And so we really didn't have we never really had a full season of like what school PR kind of looked like before. And so this is the first time that we've really been able to have like a full school year where the majority of our decisions and weren't influenced by COVID-19. And it's been a real joy. And I appreciate your kind words a minute ago, but also I appreciate you letting me stay on board here and be a part of this, because even though I'm no longer working in school PR, it's just a huge part of my heart. And it was the majority of my professional career. And it's just, this project has been so important to me. Now that said, I think a year later, being away from the industry for a year, it is time for me to gracefully sort of step back and allow the people that are doing the majority of the episodes on this show to be people that are working in the industry. So that said, I will not be returning for season 5, which was not an easy decision for me. This has been a real passion project, and we really built this from the ground up, and our friendship really took off because of all the time that we spent on this. So it's just see you later. It's not goodbye forever. I'm still cheering you on from the sidelines, and I'm always available anytime you need anything. I'm still maintaining my APR. I'm still teaching. I'm still a champion for school PR, but it's time to let somebody else take the reins of the show.
Well, we've already booked you to be a guest next season, so you're not going to go too far. I want to say thank you, because I do, I mean, we talk about it every year, but I recall the meeting in the conference room at Carroll ISD as we were writing a presentation. And I said, what if we just started a podcast after this? And you literally, without skipping a beat, said, yeah, let's go. What are we naming it? And then we sat there for an hour and tried to name it, and we didn't come up with anything. So we plugged into a random school or a random podcast name generator, school PR. And the first thing that popped up was school PR happy hour. And we both were like, all right, cool, let's do that. And that was also a decision we made thinking, man, no one's going to listen to this. And here we are four seasons later. But I just want to say thank you, because it was a little wild idea. You jumped in full, you know, face first, let's go, let's do this. We produced a great podcast. We still produce a great podcast. And like I said, when we talked on the phone the other day, when we were talking about this episode, this is still your show. You may be leaving, but I'm still going to call you and be like, hey, what do you think of this? Because you have a huge stake in this. Yeah. And you're one of the main reasons this thing took off. So you're not going anywhere. You're just stepping away from the mic. You're still going to have executive producer rights and be able to shoot everything down. But for those listening, you may have heard a few random giggles and laughs throughout the first 20 minutes of this show. I don't want to delay any longer. I do want to bring in Dr. Jill Johnson from Dr. Jill Johnson. Goodness gracious. From Class Intercom, who we told Erin she was here today to talk about sponsorship, but she wanted to come on and talk to Erin a little bit about her last episode.
Right. Sorry, you guys. I just so enjoy listening to you two interact, and it's why you've been so successful, because your relationship is so authentic. You're such learners and experts and willing to share, and that humility goes so far. And so, Erin, we are proud sponsors of School PR Happy Hour, and we have been from the beginning. I know that started before my arrival on the scene, but I immediately saw what Ben and Taylor saw in you and Justin. And although I'm very sad for you to be leaving, I know you're going to continue to be a big part of this, and your influence has been just so impressionable. And I think I've seen both of you grow in the way that you interact and share. Seeing you go after your PhD as a busy working mom just makes me really proud, because you can have it all, but you do need to know how to balance it. And I think it's a great choice that you're making. And so I support that 100%. And just can't wait to keep in touch with you, see the great things that you do, and also hopefully support Justin and his new co-hosts, whoever that might be, in continuing to be a place where school PR people can learn and really find thought leadership in communication. So thank you for everything you've done.
Well, thank you, Dr. Jill. I mean, getting to know you and Ben and Taylor before, you've been huge champions of me and Justin personally, of this show, of this project, and it's been a wonderful collaboration. So your kind words mean a lot, and especially as someone who holds a doctorate, and you know all of the things that go into that, because we don't even have time on this show to talk about the nightmare that is pursuing doctoral level education. But thank you, just from the bottom of my heart, thank you.
You're welcome.
And before you head out, Dr. Jill, we do want to say thank you to Class Intercom, and to you, to Ben, to everybody there for the constant support. It's been fun seeing you at Teespera and hanging out and checking in every once in a while. And, you know, last minute, hey, Ben, you want to be on a show? Yeah, come on, show. Come on, Ben. But just the fact that y'all have been day one with us, we appreciate it. And we look forward to partnering in the future and everything. It's just a great friendship that has come from a great partnership. So thank you for being such big supporters of Erin and I.
Thanks to you. Forever partnership and friendship.
Awesome. So that means season 5 is going to look a little different. So season 5 is going to look a little different. Season 5 is going to happen. We're not going anywhere. I'm not going anywhere. I'm still going to be hosting, but I will say that we are on the lookout for not one, but maybe two new hosts to fill in the spots, because let's just be real, Erin's red shoes are too big to fill by one person. So we are trying to find people all over the country. We're calling it a national search. That sounds really goofy, but hey, if it's across the nation, it makes it national. But we are looking for possibly two new hosts to step in and change the voice of this show a little bit, but to continue to carry the voice of School PR throughout the country. We won't be, still be the whole format could change. We don't know. But we know we are going to keep going, because we feel that this is an important resource. And for me, I have learned just as much as I think anybody else has learned from this, because I'm in it every time we're editing these and hearing it. So, Erin, if you were to give somebody a 15-second elevator pitch on why they should work with Justin Deering on a podcast, what you got?
Ooh.
I put you on the spot.
Yeah, I wasn't ready for that. Let's see. I'm not going to do an elevator pitch. I'm going to throw out some words that are character traits they need to have. Flexible, patient, good sense of humor, hard worker. Let's see what else. Ability to go with the flow, because my friend Justin is an absolute genius, and this show is what it is because of the work that he's done. But he doesn't work in a line. He works all over the map. So you got to be able to roll with that. And you have to be somebody who's down for an adventure. Because Justin, when you tell that story of like when this happened, you make it sound like I was this like really balanced one that like took this leap. But no, you didn't realize you were sitting in a conference room with someone who was just as unhinged as you are. That was like, yeah, like let's jump off this cliff without a parachute.
Right. That was before we became That was before we came really close friends. And I was like, I'm about to ruin this girl's life by making her do this podcast, not to realize that you're the busy one. Like, you're the busier one than me. But all those words you use are classic words to use working with someone with ADHD. So I do not work in a line. I do work in peaks and valleys. That's the name of the song we use as the bed music, is Peaks and Valleys. There's a reason there. So, Aaron, I'm going to say it again like I always say. Thank you so much for jumping off the cliff and going into this with me. We will miss you, but you're not going too far. You will be on the show next year. If you are interested in possibly jumping in and being a host of this show, reach out to us on Twitter or Facebook or email me or whatever you want to do. We are excited for season 5. We are happy to see season 4 come to an end and take a little break because the summer's fun. But to our friends at CISO Communications and Class Intercom, thank you so much for sponsoring us and basically just being our friends and promoting us and being cool with us and like going with some wild ideas that we have sometimes. So I appreciate each and everybody who's listening, all our listeners, everybody out there. Aaron, I'm going to let you sign us off one last time, even though that will never die. That will be, you wrote it down so you get it right. That will continue to be the sign out for the rest of eternity on this show. So thank you for listening to season 4. Take it away, Aaron.
And until next time, let's all try to be a little bit better at our jobs every day.